What happens if a timber harvest is a little more like a fire or windstorm that leaves patches of trees behind? And what happens if you don't replant trees after logging? That's what the Bureau of Land Management is proposing for a series of experimental timber sales in Southern Oregon, correspondent Amelia Templeton reports.
Climb into the hills east of Roseburg, Oregon, and you'll find patches of old growth forest and lots of old clear cuts. Abe Wheeler is a forester with the Bureau of Land Management. He says this steep slope was logged and replanted in the 1990s. It should look like a Christmas tree farm now, with lots of little dug firs. But instead, he points out dozens of species of grasses and shrubs that have taken over.
You've got bulrush, salal, live oak, bracken fern. There's some bitter cherry that's growing in here, and black cap raspberries.
Wheeler says these sun-loving, leafy species attract elk, birds, and insects.
If you're looking for butterfly habitat, then we have it here.
This ecosystem of smaller plants that thrive when trees aren't dominant is called early sorrel habitat. For centuries, it's been created by fires and windstorms. But scientists say it's getting harder to find healthy early sorrel habitat in the Northwest. Decades fighting fires and growing trees for money have made it rare. Norm Johnson is a forestry professor with Oregon State University.
This particular environment is very scarce. In fact, we claim that it's the scarcest successional stage in the Cascades.
After a natural forest disturbance, shrubs and grasses can dominate for 30 years or more before trees take over again. But when land is managed for commercial timber production, the goal is to get trees up above the grasses in just 6 years.
If you want to grow trees rapidly and you want to have a 35 or 40-year rotation, well, you can't wait.
Johnson is helping the Bureau of Land Management design timber sales that will create early sorrel habitat and some profit, too. In the hills east of Roseburg, Abe Wheeler, the BLM forester, follows a trail into the woods. This stand is about 110 years old. It grew after a fire. Wheeler is helping draw up plans for a timber sale that will mimic a big fire. Patches of the forest here will be left alone.
So this is a green flag line, and the double flag marks the corner. So everything that way is retained, and everything that way is in the harvested area.
Wheeler's green flags protect a grove of ancient trees and a tiny woodland marsh. He says about 60% of the stand will be logged. The patches that are left behind will preserve pockets of biodiversity and help kickstart that early sorrel habitat after logging. The BLM will plant a few new trees to hedge its bets, but it wants the site to regrow naturally. Steve Leidick is a field manager with the BLM's Roseburg District. He says the project is an attempt to strike a balance.
You know, realistically, what we're doing is trying to find that sweet spot between maximizing timber and maximizing habitat value.
Not everyone is convinced. Doug Hyken is with the conservation group Oregon Wild. For him, this experimental timber sale looks a little too much like clear-cutting old growth.
We're talking about logging mature forests, which are still a rare and beautiful thing. So it's hard to see the ecological value in that.
Hyken thinks there are better ways to recreate early sorrel habitat, like letting some wilderness fires burn and cutting younger stands. And he's worried about the precedent this pilot project could set.
What we're likely to see is the pilot goes through, and then BLM thinks, oh, here's a great idea. Let's do it 50 times all across the landscape.
The Bureau of Land Management is working on an environmental assessment for the timber pilot near Roseburg. It should be available in March. In Medford, Oregon, I'm Amelia Templeton.